Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Jessica Park. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm wonderful.
Anything new in your world? I know you always have something going on, a wedding or an event.
Always have events going on, always networking. Had a great time last night at the Business Radio X networking.
That was a lot of fun. We actually had one of our live remotes there, so we were broadcasting from the mixer over at the athletic concourse.
It was a lot of fun. I got to live interview people.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
They forced me into it also. Well, we have a great show for you today.
Yes.
Today on the show, we have Omar Dar with Socialbox. My boss, Stone Payton, will not shut up about Socialbox. He thinks it's the coolest thing ever. And we also have Tim Lundy. With his company, Distinctive Design Events, and also he's the creator and president of the Alley Award, so we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But first up on Meeting Pros, we have Omer, I mispronounced that. It's Omer Dar. Omer, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Kenny.
So tell us a little bit about the Socialbox. I know I've heard a lot about it, but it sounds like just the coolest, newest kind of technology out there.
Actually, it is.
You agree?
Yeah, I do agree completely. Basically, Socialbox is a real box. It's an actual box, really high-end designed, but it's more than just a beautiful box. It's a multimedia, basically, booth. People goes inside. They can record videos. They can basically take their photos, and they can upload everything instantly online. Now, the great thing about it is that for the end user, it's a kind of a fun attraction. But for for the company that hosts the event, it's a great tool to actually collect data, to create brand awareness. And this leads me to where we actually operate. We usually take it to different social events. So in a nutshell, Socialbox is connecting social events to social media.
Okay, so how exactly do you guys connect it to social media? And it sounded like you were talking about it's customizable to the event. Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true. So Socialbox is basically what we do before an event is we actually learn a lot about the company that we are going to work for. And then we are setting our software that we develop in order for it to be customized to that event, meaning that when a person goes in, he basically logins to his Facebook account. And then he likes the company that hosts the event. And then he takes the photo, for example, upload it instantly, and above the photo there will be a customized message from the company. This picture was taken in this and that event, and there are links to the different channels that the company has. More than that, the content can be used as a kind of a raw marketing material for the company. For example, if this is launching a new product, so the question in the video can be, how was your experience with the product? But there, for every event, we actually learn a lot about the company and offer them our unique services, because it doesn't end there. We can extract a lot of data through Facebook, through surveys that we have. And there are many features that we are actually working now on developing in order to provide the answer for the needs of our clients.
A lot of people are getting photo booths for their events. Is this something comparable in the price-wise, or would you compare them at all?
So quite frankly, when I entered the market, this was my... when I'm looking at the photo booth, I mean, I always say to people that ask me, so you are basically a 21st century photo booth. Well, no, I'm not, but... To be more specific, I'm telling them, if you compare the iPhone 5, a comparable thing to the Nokia from the 90s, yes, we are a photo booth. But we can offer much more. This is only one small feature that we have. The great value of it is companies today are looking for ways to engage with their clients, with their...
team building.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Creating community, extracting data on them. This is what we can bring to the table. Not the photo is nice, but, you know,
right.
We can do phone calls from 20 years ago. We can do phone calls from mobiles.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's an amazing technology. How big is this box? Is it a clear box? Like, what does it look like, and how do you transport it?
So, yeah, the first thing that people actually react to is the design.
Okay.
Socialbox is very unique in design. It's completely it's transparent.
That's awesome.
So people actually see what's going on inside. And the first reaction that they have, 99.9%, is, wow, what
wow.
is it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really unique. It doesn't exist anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And people never saw it before. So this is the majority of reaction that we get. It's 5x5, the size, but it's portable. It's very portable, so it's very easy for us to get into any venue, bring it through any door. So there is really no limit to where we can bring it to. And we,
I can see it in any setting, really. I can see it at tribute events or weddings or social events. Mm-hmm. It's really a pretty cool, service that you offer.
Our range is really, really wide. Yeah. I mean, we did from private events through trade shows. Through we are going now to an NBA game this Saturday.
Wow.
So we've been to the Atlanta, the 49ers again, the Falcons. So we've been in the last 8 months. This is when we started basically operating and launched this product. We've been pretty much in any place that you can imagine.
Well, what are the reactions that you've had from people that go through it? I have to think that they have to be wowed and think it's the coolest thing ever, but I wouldn't know. How are people reacting to this? But sometimes people don't like new technology.
Yeah, but the technology is very straightforward. I'm not a technology guy. I'm a marketeer. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was the first thing that was important is make it simple for people. Mm-hmm. So the technology behind it might be very complicated, but people don't. What they see is actually very simple mm-hmm. steps that they have to do inside a box. And we have usually an operator in case somebody is not literate when it comes to technology. Mm-hmm. but I can tell you that we did several events in the Bremen Museum here in Atlanta, and the average people that went into the box there were 75 plus.
Wow.
So we have experience with even a tougher audience, and they all love it because, again, they see it as a fun attraction. They go in, they have the opportunity to actually share their thoughts. And, you know, we are in at an era of reality TV. Everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants to have a say.
Yeah.
We are just giving them this platform in those events.
All right. Well, walk me through an interaction. You come to a Business Radio X event. We have the social box there. I go into the social box. What happens next?
Okay. So, again, you go inside. You log into your Facebook. You take the picture, you record the video. The picture is being uploaded instantly. Videos are mm-hmm. not. And the reason is that we know that we want to keep the content and check it before we upload.
That's very smart.
Yeah. A
couple drinks in somebody.
Yeah, and then, you know, especially in corporate
exactly.
events,
you don't want
these kind of mistakes.
Right.
and then afterwards, they choose the picture that they want to upload because, you know, you are taking three pictures, not all of them
right.
you are very happy with it. And it's very also important to say that you actually see yourself before you take the picture. So you're able, if it's a woman, which I know is very important for them, they can actually see how they look like and feel very confident.
Do you have mirrors on it? Or?
It's actually while you are taking the picture, you,
so
see yourself.
See
oh, okay, okay.
And then you can actually upload it also to Twitter. So immediately after you finish the Facebook phase, you can log into your Twitter and post it there with, again, the hashtags of the company, I attended this and that event. And then there are also options of surveys. So since you're already engaged and you're already getting something out of it, we have 100% success basically when it comes to the survey. People will fill out two or three questions, mm-hmm. Which can be valuable assets to the company.
Yeah.
That's basically it. This is what happens inside.
Awesome.
I coordinate dessert tables, and it's always the hangout at the event is, you know, to come by the dessert table and, you know, nosh on whatever's there. But I bet the hangout is at the social box as well. People would line up and wait for their turn. And have you noticed?
And the funny thing about it is that we started to recognize like patterns in the way people are reacting. Especially in bar mitzvahs, the private event I'm talking about now, you have the kids coming in the first hour. It's madness. We are always very stressed at that point. And then when they had enough, then the grown-ups one by one are coming, and then there is a blow of grown-ups living and really enjoying the moment. So it's really funny to see from psychological point of view.
No one wants to be the first adult to
right.
go in the social box.
Right. They're like, this is for kids. Wait, this is not just for kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of that, what's your main market and that you're working with right now?
That said, about private sector, we are actually aiming completely on the corporate world.
Okay.
So we have several markets that we recognize will be very beneficial for us. The first one is the trade shows.
Sure.
We already did several trade shows without any advertisement. Actually, companies that found us on the net, they approached us, and we did projects with KinderCare, for example, mm-hmm. Andretti Karting. PPA, which is the Association for Photography, and I'm getting a lot of attention from other associations. This is one market. The second market is actually corporate events, parties, launch of new products. Mm-hmm. And the third one is now the sporting facilities, which I think mm-hmm. is a huge market. And I hope that after this Saturday, I will come to another interview and tell you about this experience that we had. But I already know that it will be a huge blast because we'll have a cheerleader actually taking picture with the people okay. inside and interviewing them. Show me one person that on his Facebook will be a picture with the Atlanta Hawks cheerleader.
Everybody will be signing into their accounts.
Yeah, even expanding it. You can start doing it with an NFL player, yeah. thinking about it coming in the days. So you're expanding really fast. You're getting a lot of business. How many social boxes do you have? The only one?
Right now we have a couple of social boxes okay. here in the U.S., but we are actually, I'm in meetings half of my day is just talking about how to mass produce it, where to get the funds in order to put the initial down payment to, mm-hmm. to actually build them. So it's happening, and I'm hopefully in 1 year we'll be in a different situation than we are, and I see the potential. I'm meeting today, for example, I met a CBS director. And we, a guy that is many, many years in the advertisement world, and he it blew his mind. I mean, mm-hmm. he told me a lot of new ideas that I never thought of, obviously, but he said that he never saw something like that in the market, and he told me that he believed it would be a big, big company one day.
I believe
I hope so
too. Oh, yeah.
Well, I know from a personal experience with all this technical stuff, and we're trying to expand in the internet radio world, and that's crazy frontier. What there has to be some frustrating technology issues that you run into, or frustrating issues, period, with the social box.
First of all, dealing with developers. I don't know how many of you try to develop the software.
My brother is a developer, so
yeah, they are speaking a different language, and many of the times it's really frustrating me that they don't understand that there is in the business there is timing,
yes.
to
schedule. And I think I'm burning half of my energy on dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, Facebook is a challenge because Facebook is constantly changing their interface. Of course, they give you 2 months in ahead notice on what they are going to do. But it's hard keeping because basically we are using their mm-hmm. platform
Third
and
party.
Twitter's, so we cannot do anything if they change. You know,
right.
we just have to adjust. But you know, at the end of the day, their strategy is also to have people like us using their platform because they benefit from it as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So, Omer, give us your contact information, how people can reach out to you, how they can book the social box, because I don't know why they wouldn't want to. So,
so basically, just to get more information, they can go to our website, which is socialboxusa.com, and they can actually send an email to info@socialboxusa.com, and we can... reply to them.
Okay. Thank
Great.
You so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Well, next up on Meeting Pros, we have the Tim Lundy.
infamous in my own mind.
Yes, exactly. welcome, Tim.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
So I know later in the show we're going to talk about the Alley Awards, but I want to learn more about your distinctive design and events company first. Go into that with us.
Distinctive Design Events was a company that I created back in the mid-80s, and it's basically an event planning company. Much like Jessica's,
mm-hmm.
But we did both corporate and social events, and with the economic downturn, we sort of moved into strictly social events,
mm-hmm.
Which I never thought I would do.
Yeah.
But in 30 plus years, I realized the handwriting on the wall and needed to do that. So we produce really detail-oriented, very high-end social events, mostly weddings, and we are very creative, thus the name, Distinctive Design Events.
Mm-hmm.
And we really, when someone hires our company, they know that I have a food background. I was trained as a chef in New York. So they come to us because of the food aspect, married with or paired with wines, as well as the design element, because we have a big design background.
Well, I love the name. It's definitely a catching name, and I'm sure that dealing with weddings has to be difficult, though. I hear it from all the time from event planners, because that's one lady's special day, and she wants it perfect.
Exactly. And Jessica, you can echo this. But dealing with a bride, and more often, the mother of the bride can be very high-stressed, because it is the special day. It's a milestone celebration in the life of this person.
Yeah.
And they are very, very particular, and they're paying top dollar. I mean, the average wedding today in the U.S. is about $50,000. So it's not like 20 years ago when you could do a wedding for $3,000 to $5,000 and do something nice. Mm-hmm. It's become a big business.
Yeah,
it's scary to me. So. It is. Yeah. I'm on that cliff right now. So
yeah, my daughter is getting married next May here in Atlanta. So.
Oh wow!
Are you doing the event?
We are. Okay. Yeah, so
have you picked a venue yet?
Yeah, we're actually doing a little small. Period venue in Roswell.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, so we're looking forward to it. So,
how long has your business been open?
We opened in 85. So it's
before I was born.
Exactly.
So.
I'm a little bit older than you, Kevin.
Just a tad bit.
Just a little bit.
You can't tell by looking at me.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Kevin. I'll slip you that $5 bill later. But no, we've had the luxury of having a longevity to our company. We've created some beautiful events both in the U.S. and in Europe, and worked with some incredible, incredible clients. So I've been very fortunate.
Well, it'll be around that long. You have to be doing something right, right?
Definitely.
We're thankful. Mm-hmm.
So do you guys, do you do the soup to nuts planning of the whole wedding? Can you handle absolutely everything? Or do you have outside vendors?
We do, and we use a lot of vendors here in Atlanta that I've worked with for 25 plus years. A lighting company that I work with here, the lighting designer, even though he moves around from company to company, I always hire him because he's the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've been using him for about 27 years. So, I mean, I really am very loyal to my my vendors. And you're only as good. For an event, you're only as good as your weakest link on your vending team. So you really have to surround yourself with the best to be the best. And so that's been our motto from day one.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I think that's key.
Yeah,
it is.
I would say so. I would definitely say so. What is your role in the events industry?
I am in the industry at this point in my career. I would say I'm more of an educator. I try to give back to the industry, and I try to be a part of educating the younger crowd, the upcoming event planners and caterers, trying to give them the benefit of the doubt of what I've been through. And it's a hard knocks industry.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Jessica, you know. So it's you learn from your mistakes. Mm-hmm. And so I've tried to give back to the industry.
I've applied for your Rising Star Award this year.
Well, great.
I know that you do promote a lot of the newcomers, and mm-hmm. there's not a whole lot of support in this industry when you first get started. I started in the restaurant industry, so I can very much relate to your.
Well, for a social event especially, socializing is all about sharing and breaking bread together.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's that moment of breaking bread and toasting each other, whether it's wine or whether it's a non-alcoholic drink, but breaking bread together and really coming together and learning about each other. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes our events industry so incredible, because it's centered around that breaking bread, and it's centered around that sharing and really getting one-on-one with each other. Mm-hmm. So and whether it's a corporate event or a social event, it's still the same basic mm-hmm. premise.
Yeah.
So dealing with all these young people and molding them into the great event planners that they're going to become, what's the biggest mistake you really see people coming into the industry make?
I think the crowd that's coming in now, I see a lot of issues where service has sort of gone out the window. Mm-hmm. It's, the younger set do not seem to be as service oriented as we were when we were coming up, and I think that's a major issue, because the events industry is all about service.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to service your client to the max, I mean, go the extra mile,
you're doing a disservice.
You're doing a disservice to yourself and to the industry.
Right.
And you're not going to help your company in the long run. Mm-hmm. So I think that for me is the biggest issue.
That's funny that you bring that up. I was just talking to one of my bosses recently. It's either in Boston or here, a restaurant just opened up that is based around bad service. That's their whole thing. I don't know what they're called, but I heard about them. They're there to abuse you and be horrible to you, and that's supposed to be a great experience.
Oh, my gosh.
There was one of those in Atlanta years ago.
Yes.
It's called Dick's Last Resort, and if you asked for napkins, they'd throw them at you. And
oh, wow.
I mean, it didn't last, but it was definitely a novelty.
Yes, so I just heard about that.
Short-lived novelty.
Exactly. I don't think anyone really wants that. So what's your favorite part about the event industry? Why have you stayed in this industry? Because it is really rough and tough on
people. It is rough and tough, and you really, from me, being in the industry 30-plus years, you really have to reinvent yourself. I think what keeps me in this industry is the creativity. I love being creative, whether it's with design or whether it's with a menu, you know, pairing special foods with special wines or foods with scotch or beer, whatever. It really, the creativity factor holds me and keeps me very, very foremost in my company. And for me, I think it's kind of funny. The staff, they always say, well, Tim's never going to retire. He's just going to sort of keel over at an event, and everyone in the staff knows to sort of sweep me over to the side, and once the event's over, and ship him to the right place. Because, you know, that's just what I am. I really love the industry. I love what I do, when I get tired of it, maybe I'll quit. But at this point, I'm not. So
as a former chef, what's your favorite really dish to cook? What kind of dish at these events?
Well, we created for a bride last year. She wanted we did a mountain wedding in Highlands, and she wanted something really creative for one of the entrees. So we created a local trout. We get this local trout in from a local farm, and it's a salmon trout, and we created a trout BLT, which was really interesting because the trout becomes the bread. So we take the trout and we saute it, and we slice it down the middle long ways. We put one layer of the trout down, then we add arugula and fresh heirloom tomatoes. We top it with the second piece of trout. Then we crumble up organic bacon on top of that with a scoop of lemon dill mayonnaise. And that's the entree.
Wow.
And it's an incredible entree.
I'm glad it lunches beautiful. After this.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, but it's also very tasty.
Yeah.
So, Tim, I have to think. You said you evolve with all this stuff. How's technology, all this new technology, playing into your business?
That's probably one of my weak points. I'm not a social media guy, unfortunately, Omer, but I don't do any of the social media, but I've tried to keep up with everything else that's going on with technical. The great thing about this age is the use of the internet and online and Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't do what I do without it. I don't know how before 1989, 1990, I don't know how we survived without it because I've had the fortune to be international president of a couple of international organizations, and the only way I could run my business and be president of these organizations was because of the internet and because I could do things online and send out requests for proposals and contracts and not have to be right in the person's face all the time.
Has it affected your business at all? Because I know with these people at these events, they can be eating your food, listening to the music, the lights are going, and they can just tweet right out there, man, this is the worst thing ever. This is the best thing ever.
I haven't had that happen, thank God.
Okay.
So that's I'm fortunate so far.
Yeah.
So
what are some of your long-term goals?
Oh, long-term goals. Again, be more helpful in the industry with education to impart as much as I can from what I've learned. Biggest long-term goal, I guess, would be that my daughter takes over Distinctive Design Events and runs with it.
Cool.
She's very awesome. Creative, very talented, and she's almost there. And so I'm really looking forward to that day.
So, on to the Alley Awards. You are the creator of the Alley Awards, am I right?
I started the Alley Awards back in 1988.
What led you to start the Alley Awards?
Again, it was a situation where Atlanta, I was on the board with the International Special Events Society at the time, and I had just finished being on the board with NACE, the National Association of Catering Executives, and I really saw the handwriting on the wall that Atlanta, with this huge events community, needed an awards gala.
Oh, definitely.
To thank them for all the hard work they do and to perpetuate and to give them some more, like Omer was talking about marketing. I mean, you have that. If you win an award like that, you can use it as a marketing tool for your next big event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I really saw it as a great win-win for the Atlanta community. And so that was the impetus for why we started it.
Well, I think it's great what you're doing, really getting the word out there. Do you have any, I've been curious, do you have any special, like, funny awards that give out every year? Because I know people have to apply for the awards, but are there any?
No, there's no, it's a pretty serious awards gala. I mean, it's, you know, best wedding event under 20,000, best wedding event over 20,000, best event planning, corporate, best plated menu, things like that. So it's a very serious event. And like Jessica had mentioned that she had applied for the Rising Star Award, I've had the fortune that they actually named an award after me, the Tim Lundy CSCP Rising Star Award, and Jessica has applied for it. So it's a great thing, because we are acknowledging the upcoming event planners and event professionals. And so that's a really great category.
I like it. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, I'm going to do that.
So we take it a little more seriously, and then it's not really about the humor. More, we do have fun at this event, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't never been to an Alley Awards, you need to come, because it's a great, it's a dinner, it's dancing, it's entertainment, it's black tie usually, and it's really, really a fun awards gala.
Well, I have to imagine if you're putting on an event for event planners, it's got to be
top drawer.
Last year they had a whole burlesque show that was amazing.
That is awesome.
It was really incredible. I don't know how you guys are going to top that this year, but I'm sure you've got some great ideas.
They've partnered up with a radio station, I think Business Radio X. So we're
going to
be streaming live.
And I will be there live.
We will
streaming.
Be there. We're excited about that.
We're looking forward to that. That'll be awesome.
So, where do people go to? Can people still sign up for the Alley Awards?
They can, and it's Atlanta. It's alleyawards.com. Mm-hmm. And you just go online, and there's a registration icon so that you can buy tickets. Tickets through this weekend are still at a discount. After Monday, they go up a little bit. But tickets are still available. It's on April 21st at the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead, and it will be a stunning event. The Intercontinental does a great job. If you've never been there, you need to go. It's a great hotel. So,
great. What about your associations? You have been a part of plenty of them, I'm sure. Can you tell us a little bit about the differences that you've seen between NACE and ISIS?
Well, ISIS is really more about the events umbrella. It's about the entire association, the entire industry. It's caterers, it's event planners, it's lighting designers, it's pyrotechnic specialists, it's DMCs, it's everything under the umbrella.
Yeah.
Whereas NACE is more geared to the catering executive. So it's for me, it's more of a hotel catering association with off-premise caterers as well. So has that bend.
Yeah. So Tim, what's the format of the Alley Awards, and how's it changed over time?
Well, the original format was that it was used as, again, me trying to give back when I created it. It was a benevolent event. Any monies that we raised above our actual costs, we donated to a charity of our choice for that particular year. So, and I think that has changed. Now the money, any extra monies goes to education, which is still a good thing.
It's a very good thing.
For ISIS and for NACE. But it's changed in that regard. But the basic format is still the same. We started the original one geared around the Oscars. I'm a big Oscars.
I'm a huge Oscars fan.
Big movie guy.
Me too.
And so I started the whole thing because of my love for the Oscars.
That's so cool.
We actually did it on the same night as the Oscars. We would give the awards away in between commercials of the Oscars, and we'd have two screens, and the Oscars would be up on the screens playing simultaneously. And so that has changed. They don't gear it around the Oscars anymore, but it's grown so much. We average about 300 to 350 people per awards gala, so it's a nice chunk of people that are going, and so it has its own life now.
Yeah, it's the Oscars of the event industry. I've heard it called that a number of times,
never
realizing that the original event was actually during the Oscars.
That's where it came from.
That's great.
Business Radio X is happy to be partnered up and get
to
be there.
We're looking forward to having you.
And can you just give the contact information for the Alley Awards one more time, and also give the contact information for your company?
Alley Awards is alleyawards.com. And you can go online and buy tickets. April 21st is the event at the Intercontinental. My company is distinctiveevents.com. And if you want to email me, it's distinctivedesignevents@gmail.com.
Great.
All right. Well, this is the part of the show where I always go to Jessica to check on her Aventurepreneurs group, where she has a bunch of event entrepreneurs that talk and
in the same realm that Tim is talking about giving support. I started a group called Adventurepreneurs. That's it's a space where event planners, vendors, all the events industry people, and entrepreneurs can all come together and kind of share their ideas and experiences. And I would love to add both of you to the group, actually.
Oh, we'd love. I'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, sounds great. Well, gentlemen, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right. It was glad. We'll have to have you back, both of you.
Thank you, Kevin. Jessica.
This is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Meeting Pros.